If you look diagonally across, you will see an area near the top left bare of the protective rock wall. If you look closely, you will notice layers of dark grey and light grey strata. These, dating to around 6,000 to 8,000 years ago, tell us another story. We call them layer cakes. They are, in fact, layers of burnt dung, animal excrement. The light grey layers represent dried dung which has been burnt. The dark grey represents the moister dung beneath, which would have been too wet to catch fire during burning. It appears then that the cave, during much of the Neolithic, was used at certain times as an animal shelter, for the penning of the community's sheep and goats. The pastoralists would have probably driven in their flocks to be safe during the winter, and themselves had shelters around the mouth of the cave. We have found pieces of their decorative domestic ware in the upper layers. With the arrival of spring, the herds would have been driven out for pasture. The enormous amount of dung which would have accumulated during the winter would have been left and dried during the warmer months. It would seem that before returning, the pastoralists would have set fire to it to kill the insects and prepare the cave as a winter shelter again. If we start to return to the entrance, we can look at a tray of animal bones. Some of them are quite ancient, and some of them are from our times. They represent a number of animals: red deer, donkey, dog, sheep, and goat. Can you work out which is which?